The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
Now, until I told you about 30 seconds ago, did you know that five of the six conservative candidates are here in Ottawa tonight debating each other? Did you know that, John?
When you mentioned it moments ago, it was the first I'd heard of it.
Like, this is a freaking secret. And you know what? I found out by accident that five of the six candidates, only apparently Patrick Brown won't be there, five of the six candidates will be debating tonight. It's not an official debate, but it is a candidate's debate here in Ottawa tonight. I found this out by accident. Now, I am a supporter, paid up, of the Conservative Party. I am a supporter, paid up, of Pierre Poilievre's. I didn't know anything about it. Like, am I allowed to go tonight? But the big question here is, where the hell is it?
Right? I'm pretty plugged in. And like,
where the hell is it?
I have no idea.
You bloody conservatives. I mean, geez, what's the matter with you people? Why are you keeping this a secret? Hardly anybody knows that there is a debate tonight. And I still, you know what? I'll tell you what I did. I phoned Pierre's office. They took a message. I phoned three other conservatives, sitting conservatives, asked them when and where, only left a message. No, I couldn't get anybody to answer me. So then this is fun. I mean, for about 60 years, I worked for CFRA. I figured the news department at CFRA will know. So I phoned the news tip number. It rings about 20 times. Then I got a message. If you know the code number, then what? So I hang up. So then I get another number for CFRA. It's supposed to be the main number. Phones ring 20 times. There's nobody at CFRA.
No, there's not.
Nobody knows where or when this bloody thing is tonight. Who's invited? Is anybody invited? Is only conservatives invited? Is it going to be televised? Is it going to be live streamed? Where the hell is it? Jumping, Jesus, drives me nuts. It's the matter. I don't get it. I don't get it. We got all kinds of highly paid people make a hell of a lot more money, you know, advising these candidates and so forth. A lot more money than you or I ever made, John. Let's be honest. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Index
uh-huh.
pensions, the whole, all the benefits, and they won't tell me where the hell the damn meeting is. Sack, they blur black the bing bong bat.
So I'm just Googling right now. So Global, CP24, CTV News, The National Observer, The Star, they all mention that there is a debate tonight. None of them say where.
Can I tell you something else? Every single one of those stories is exactly the same. Word for freaking word.
Oh, sure.
Every newspaper, everything. It's all one person has written this story.
Yep.
Hey, there is a debate tonight. Five of the six candidates are going to be there. Okay, but where is it? When is it? Is it going to be televised? Who's allowed to go?
Copy, paste. Lowell, that's how you get your news today. Copy, paste.
This is the kind of thing that drives me crazy, okay? You know, a lot of us have worked for a long time trying to get a conservative elected out there. And then you pull this kind of stupid stunt. You won't even tell me where the hell the damn debate is. You know what? It's enough to make you want to throw up. If anybody's got any shoes, I'll be, okay, that's it. If anybody knows when and where this thing is tonight, please let me know because I can't seem to find out.
I'm continuing to Google as you do your thing here.
It's unbelievable. I mean, jumping. Jesus, what's the matter with you people out there? Okay. By the way, this I know, and that is that the once again seems to be a secret. The first of two official debates, where all candidates must be there, will be held next week. Where? I don't know. When? I don't know. Will it be televised? I don't know. Will it be live streamed? I don't know. Nobody knows. Oh, yeah. If you know what? Oh, well, let's move on. Anything you want to talk about today, folks? Anything you want to talk about? Nick at night, Nick Vandergrat, Nick Vic, he has about six different last names, right? Good guy. But I wish he could make up his mind what his name is. But anyway, he phoned me yesterday, and I think he may have a point. All upset over the fact that the military was apparently spying on Canadian citizens during the truckers' convoy. We now know that an aeroplane was circling Parliament Hill, military aircraft, during the demonstrations. Apparently, well, they are denying and saying, oh no, it was just a routine flight. Oh, come on. I mean, you think we're all stupid out here? Ay, 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 ay. So they're taking pictures, spying on us. Beautiful. I don't know what it was about that truckers' convoy. The liberals are still spreading the story that they were going to overthrow the government. They wanted to. Everybody wants to overthrow this government, for God's sake. We shouldn't all be spied on. So, anyway, you may have some thoughts about that. I mean, this is pretty bad. Go ahead, John.
We have breaking news.
Yeah.
The conservative leadership debate tonight in Ottawa will be at the Shaw Center, 5:30, and apparently it will be televised, according to Liz.
Who the hell is Liz?
Liz is on Facebook. She's in the homework for us. Now, she doesn't say where it's going to be televised, just that it's going to be televised.
So at the Shaw Center?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What time?
5:30.
At 5:30. That's a little early. Okay. Who's invited to attend? Do we know? Anybody go?
I'll wait for Liz to do the deep digging, since she's obviously got sources I can't seem to get my hands on. Every other story I see is exactly as you said. It's cut and paste, the same thing. This story first reported by the Canada Press back on this date.
Ah, Jesus. Enough done. Anyway, if anybody's got any ideas or any thoughts about our military spying on us, you're more than welcome. I think we'll share your sentiments on this one. The more you think about that convoy. Now, there's no question that they stayed too long, some of them. But I mean, it was a peaceful demonstration. And by the way, some segments of the media are picking up the fact that during the bikers, what do they call it, Rolling Thunder, all of the publicity was about that. There was no violence. They went to a church service. They had a veterans memorial at the Canada War Memorial. It was totally peaceful, but it got all of the press coverage. Meantime, the leftists in Montreal were violent. They were smashing things, attacking police officers. Hardly a mention about that. One more illustration of the incredible bias of the Canadian media. Unbelievable. Yesterday, I was complaining about the fact that we have not as yet had a single Canadian government representative go to Ukraine. We have more than a dozen world leaders have already visited there, including Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK. Yesterday, there was an appeal. Listen to this. The President of Ukraine, Zelensky, who I think has won the hearts and minds of most people, most sane people, actually mentioned this fact and asked. He didn't beg. He didn't really beg, but he said, you know, I wish that either Trudeau or Freeland would come to Ukraine. This is pretty bad when the president of Ukraine has got to issue a special invitation. So you may have some thoughts about that. 27 nations have now opened diplomatic posts in Ukraine. But Madeleine Joly, who's got, as far as I'm concerned, like how Madeleine Joly can represent this country in anything is beyond me. I mean, her track record is, let me see, worse than, I can't even think of who, you know, anybody comes close to hers. She's, I mean, totally, absolutely, utterly, permanently incompetent. And she says, well, we're not going to send anybody there until it's totally safe. Okay. By the way, you know the reputation, you know what around the world now people are beginning to call this country? Chicken Canada. Beautiful. Chicken Canada. This is being kicked around now. Let me see what else. We have another question concerning the billions being spent on green energy. I did some research this morning. I was under the impression, foolishly, that we had stopped rebating on the purchase of hybrid or electric vehicles. Oh, no. If you buy an electric vehicle, either a hybrid and or in a total electric vehicle, if it can run 50 kilometers on a battery, the federal government, well, no, we taxpayers will give you $5,000. You buy a $120,000 Tesla. Oh, the taxpayers will kick in $5,000. I mean, we got lots of money. You got lots of money, right? Oh, my God. Listen, you know what? Give up the purchase of bacon to give $5,000 to Tesla car purchasers. We have a caller, Paul in Kanab. Paul, you're on I was going to say on CFR.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Blaster Radio. I can't believe CFR. I couldn't get in touch. Nobody at CFRA wants to talk to me. Go ahead, Paul, please.
Hi, Lowell. Just calling in, you earlier raised discussion about the trucker convoy that was on near Parliament Hill there.
Yeah.
I saw an interesting show. It was actually the Fifth Estate on CBC. I know you talked about CBC earlier, but I think that's actually one program that has not deteriorated. But the one episode that I saw recently, this is like a couple months ago, and they talked about the actually interviewed several people that were the key sort of leaders in quotes of that protest. And the one guy was this guy who actually wrote the kind of this legalese document. He's not a trained lawyer or anything.
Come to the point, please, Paul. What did he say?
The long and the short of it is, I didn't have any overwhelming feeling that this guy was any threat to our democracy. He was just some guy like Paul and Kanata writing a legal document and saying it's legal. And I think they're just so desperate to try to make that whole thing look like a January 6th crisis. And
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's really strange. Now, there's no question they stayed far too long. They were not very smart. Yep. They should have they should have stayed here overnight or whatever, or maybe for the weekend, and then moved on. And you know what? The entire country, or most of the country, would have been with them. It was the fact they stayed on too long. But the reaction of the government in issuing, in effect, the War Measures Act, spying on an airplane, spying and taking pictures. I mean, this is overkill of the first degree. Thank you, Paul. What's your feeling about spy? How do you feel about the military spying on us?
That whole thing seems Trudeau's explanation that it was a training mission. At this point, I wouldn't believe anything he says. The other one that I thought along the lines of spying was around these freezing bank accounts. And I remember one news conference where Chrystia Freeland was almost giddy, where she had this stack of papers under her arm, and a reporter asked her, well, how many of these bank accounts are being closed and whose accounts are being frozen? And she said, I have all the information here, but I'm not going to tell you. And I just thought, why you as a politician have these people's names and account numbers and all this? Like, what business is it of yours, right? This seems so, there's a creepy feeling I get with the whole Trudeau inner circle. It's almost like a cult or something. I don't know.
You know what?
Very strange.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. Can I patent that expression? It's a creepy feeling that is a creepy feeling that is some kind of cult. I love
that.
The hair in the back of my neck just stood up. Thank you, Paul. Call me anytime,
okay, thanks,
sir. I love your call. Thank you. Thank you. I have a couple of other questions that I want to throw out. So Jagmeet, dear Jagmeet, what Jagmeet wants, Jagmeet gets. I mean, you know, he and Justin are bosom buddies, right? I better be careful here. But the fact of the matter is, he wants to lower the voting age to 16. We lowered the voting in 1970. We lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. Now Jagmeet, and which means Jagmeet and Justin, want to lower it to 16. This, of course, would greatly help the left-wing cause. Jagmeet says it would aid the cause of green energy. Young people are so stupid, for the most part, that they think that we can power the world with windmills. But I just wonder how you feel about that, lowering the voting age to 16. And I have one other question here. I know we're running short of time. We have another call, Stefan. Stefan, you're on Blaster Radio with Lowell Green, everybody's hero. What's on your mind?
Oh,
do you have a mind?
All right, crank call. Yay.
Crank call. You know what? You know what? Get out of your mother's basement. Get yourself a real job. And, you know, try and get yourself off the sexual perverts list, too, at the same time.
Okay. Wow.
I know that'll be difficult. These people. You know what? I mean, if you've got time to bug a radio station like me, like this, then very clearly you have nothing else in your life. This is your life, okay? You have a totally empty life. You have nobody that loves you. You don't love anybody. You don't even have a dog licking your face, for God's sake. You know what? A cat would take one look at you and run.
We have another call coming in. I haven't had a chance to screen it. Do we dare take it, Lowell?
If it's Stefan again, we'll just go ahead.
Well, people can't call the show. I just block the number when we're done. It's all good. Okay. Let's take a chance. Who's this, please?
It's Rob.
Rob, you sound like a reasonable human being. I'll put you through right now to Lowell Green. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hi, Lowell. I have a take on the Ottawa City Council that's been disturbing me since the trucker convoy. Do you recall Diane Deans touting how great it was to have the first black chief of police in Ottawa and how she trumpeted that for days and days?
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting that he was kicked to the curb as soon as things didn't go her way. And that really disturbs me. I think that's the definition of racism.
Well, I don't know if it was. I think that they, in fairness, he didn't handle the convoy very well. He did not. Sure. Go ahead.
He made a comment. He said that this was not a police issue. He was putting it back on Trudeau, and I think Watson brought the hammer down, and I think Deans brought the hammer down, and I'd like to shine some light on that. It's been bugging me ever since that happened, and maybe I'm off in a far tangent, but it's pretty quiet. And let's not forget what Joel Harden and McKenna said about the bikers that came in, and they want to run for office with their you talk about the definition of hate. That's the definition of hate. The only hate that I saw on those live streams was from the left, and you're seeing it in the States right now, and you're seeing it everywhere, and it has to be brought to the light. I'm sorry for ranting, but
I mentioned this, the fact that the bikers here in Ottawa got all of the attention, all of the media attention. There was no violence whatsoever. I mean, they went to a church service and had a memorial service for veterans, for God's sake. But in Montreal, the extreme left did get violent. They attacked a policeman, injured the policeman. They smashed windows, et cetera, essentially created a small riot. No media coverage whatsoever. When the left riots and attacks, silence. When the conservatives come in and have a church service and a memorial service, it's front page news. These people are terrorists. It's unbelievable. And you know what? I think increasingly, and I'd like your opinion on this.
Yeah.
I think increasingly people are beginning to sense this. And I think it's one of the reasons why the crowds are so large to see Pierre Poilievre. They recognize in Pierre somebody that's going to fix this, that's not full of this kind of bullshit and bias. And go ahead.
They're going to go after Pierre about the abortion issue, and he's going to defuse it when he tells everybody that he supports adoption because he was adopted. And I think that that's going to defuse it. And if people don't realize what they're up to with the left, then we're headed for trouble here because. Anyways, I'm getting off on many rants, but...
All right, you made some good points. No, there's no question you're making some good points. The left can riot and attack, no problem. Nobody seems concerned about it. The conservatives, they have a church service and a memorial service, and it's the end of the world. Thanks for calling.
And the church is defaced.
Yeah, the church is defaced, yeah. Thanks for calling. Thank you. I have to get a word in here for our good friends at Shields. One of the things that I'm really pleased about is that yesterday, as John told you, yesterday was our 300th broadcast, and Shields has been with us for 300 days, and apparently they're prepared to stay with us for another 300 days. That's the kind of loyalty I think that's very important. That's typical of businesses, successful businesses, family businesses, particularly in the Valley. Loyalty not only to me, but loyalty to the customers. If you've been a customer of Shields, they'll remember that. They'll treat you well. I mean, they treat everybody really well. It's the Friendly Valley manner, right? And don't forget, folks, compare the prices. Shields.ca. Huge warehouse. They've got almost every appliance known to mankind in stock, ready to ship. Shields. Thank you, John. What else have we got here?
All right. Happy 300th. Lowell and John, says Lisa. Carrie says 18 years for voting is low enough. If they lower it, more Green Party will get in. Lisa's having a good chuckle at your fart tangent comment. After all the important issues, you always make me laugh at one time in a 30-minute show, says Eileen. All right. Murray, in Estevan, Saskatchewan, they are going to build the province's biggest solar project. We have 3 coal mines and 2 power plants that they want phased out. We have the clean coal technology, and it's been working great. Meanwhile, around the world, countries have dumped solar power and went back to coal.
You know, solar power sounds fine. If you live in Arizona, where once in a while the sun does shine, or the Bahamas, where once in a while it shines, maybe not a bad idea. But you, even there, I'm going to tell you right now, as someone who has spent a good deal of time in Texas, in Arizona, and in the Bahamas, there are plenty of times when the sun doesn't shine, like all night long, when it rains, and it rains quite often. So this idea that somehow or other coal and wind are going to supplant fossil fuels, maybe in 100 years when we devise something better, but not today. And they're finding this out in Europe, right? Go ahead, John.
On Twitch, Chrissy asks, would lowering the voting age really make a huge difference?
Oh yeah. The Green Party and the Liberals and then the NDP. The younger people are, the more they tend to support the NDP. They're idealistic. They haven't had any life experience. They don't understand that, you know, if someone gives you something, then somebody's got to pay for it. They don't seem to understand that. I mean, that's just typical of young people. 16. You know what? If it didn't provide this tremendous advantage to the left, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Go ahead, John.
A lot of folks texting in comedy, etc. I'm just going to ignore that, folks, because you know Lowell doesn't really have time or patience for that, and really neither do I. Peter's on Facebook. He says, Biden doesn't wish to visit Ukraine either. Biden and Trudeau is the opposite sides of the same coin.
Yeah, but the only thing is, just a minute. Mm-hmm. Biden himself may not have gone. Biden's not a young man, okay? So I can understand the hesitancy. But he has sent the Speaker of the House, he has sent the Secretary of State, and he has sent the Secretary of Defense, 3 of the leading Democratic representatives in the United States have visited Ukraine. Just want to remind people of that. Canada, not even a lowly backbencher has gone. Go ahead, please.
Anne says, trouble with Line 5, native banned this time. The Pope blames NATO for the extended war in Ukraine. Crickets from the media, says Robert. Joshua, the last 2 years have gotten Canadians...
Wait a minute, hold it. The Pope didn't blame NATO for the war. Give me a break. Where do you get that kind of garbage? Go ahead.
Where were we? Joshua says, the last 2 years have gotten Canadians comfortable having their privacy and rights infringed upon. It's all very sad. Regarding the aircraft that was apparently spying on us, Peter says that was a U.S. military aircraft. Are you familiar with that?
No, who said that? These stories they float around. As a matter of fact, the Canadian military has already admitted it was aircraft, but they said it was a training exercise. Go ahead.
According to Steve, who's watching on YouTube, conservative leadership debate is today, Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Channel 26, CBC. That doesn't make any sense. Wednesday was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. We have listeners who don't even know what day it is. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, or maybe they're just quoting the press release and the press release is wrong. Who the hell knows? This goes to what you're saying. It shouldn't be this complicated.
Oh, God.
Lisa says, who here is a card-carrying conservative? I bought a membership so I can vote Pierre Poilievre in. David has gone to the IESO.ca website. He says, solar right now producing 396 megawatts. He's doing your
work. Yeah, and it's a nice sunny day, right? Solar. Now, once in a while, wind will get up to about 15%. The problem with that, of course, is that the next day, it's about 2%. So, I mean, if you're going to have energy supplier, it's got to be constant. You can't have somebody providing 2% of your needs today and 15% tomorrow. Solar, on the other hand, is pretty constant, almost zero. Go
Go ahead.
613-413-2217 is the number. Feel free to crank call us because I have nothing better to do with my day than block numbers. But go ahead, 613-413-2217. Otherwise, post on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter, and we'll pop your comments up on the screen. I'll read as many
as I can. I just want to make a comment about this. If we are starting to get crank calls, you know what that is?
Success.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
It's a sign of success. The more crank calls you get means that, number one, more people are listening, and number two, a few people are getting agitated at what you're saying.
Isn't that funny? Agitated is the word that popped into my head. That's right.
This is a sign of success. If you're not getting any complaints, you're not getting any crank calls, it's because nobody's listening or watching. Go ahead.
Steve follows up to say the debate is Wednesday the 11th. Sorry. So we're talking next week. I think we're talking different debates.
That's next Wednesday. Okay. That must be the first official debate. This is not an official debate tonight. It's sponsored by some organization. But the five candidates of the six will be there. So next Wednesday, then, that must be the first of the official debates. Where is it? Does it tell us where it is?
Steve, we'll put that back to you to do a little homework on our behalf, if you would.
Why the secret? I mean, I don't understand why this is such a secret. I appreciate you telling me it's next Wednesday, but, like, where? Where? Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it'll be on CBC, Channel 26 for you. I also love that we're quoting Channel 26. 100 different ways to get TV, Channel 26. Joshua says, yes, Canada helped win world wars because we didn't send soldiers until it was perfectly safe. What happened to this country? Go get lost.
Chicken Canada. That's what they're calling us. Go ahead.
And that'll be the title for this podcast when I post it. I can't wait to do the artwork. Mike says, get lost, creep, regarding our crank caller. Don't even acknowledge them, guys. Peter says, Jagmeet and Justin are social media dogs appealing to 16-year-olds on, say, TikToks. There we go. And Peter's having a good chuckle at the Trudeau creepy cult comment.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. He says it's a creepy cult. I have to write that down. Okay, go ahead.
You rock, Lowell. That's why you get the pranksters. Go, Lowell. Go, Lowell. Go, Lowell. That has been texted to 613-413-2217.
Go ahead.
Terry says, Netherlands was liberated this day, May 5th, 1945. Too bad it wouldn't happen to Ukraine. Anne says, regarding crank calls, we are pissing them off. I think that's what she's debating or talking about, is the crank callers. Other than that, sir, things appear to be fairly quiet. Let me just check the email one more time. Yep. Nope. We're pretty quiet on that today, I guess.
Surprised with all the topics.
Yeah. I guess everybody's busy on Google trying to figure out where this debate is tonight and what time.
That's crazy. There was another topic I had that I didn't have a chance to throw out.
Sure.
We're almost out of time here.
That's all right.
Do you realize that Pierre Poilievre, now this is according to the left-wing media, Pierre Poilievre is drawing crowds larger than we have ever seen before for a conservative candidate. In fact, the last time we saw this kind of attendance, this kind of interest, these kinds of crowds for a political candidate was during Trudeau mania. We all know what happened then. One of the questions that I wanted to throw out, and maybe I'll throw this out tomorrow, is what do you think the attraction is? What are people seeing here? Some people are driving hours in order to see and hear this guy. And this includes areas that normally would not elect a conservative. He's up in the north, Sudbury, North Bay, etc., which is really NDP territory. He's drawing huge crowds. I mean, even in Toronto, wait a minute, 1,200 people at a rally, and they had to turn people away in Toronto, in the heart of liberal country. What is it? This is very interesting. Whether this will play out and during the election itself, I don't know, but I'd sure like to get some opinions from people. So that's one of the questions that we'll throw out tomorrow. In the meantime,
we do have a good number of comments coming in on that. If you want me to run them down real quick,
sure.
Pierre's highly refreshing. Pierre pandemonium. You rock, Pierre, because Pierre is a straight shooter. As I said to you yesterday, but the trick is translating this to the ballot box. That's the challenge. It's all well and good that he's getting a lot of people out to these rallies, but they got to vote.
Well, but it seems to me if you're going to drive an hour and a half to see this guy, you're probably going to vote for him, right?
I would think, yep.
So, I hear people saying this, you know, and it's, well, it's populist and so forth. So I guess what some people are saying is that you're far better off not to have anybody show up. The fewer people who show up, the better you must be. That's the philosophy sometimes of the media. Thank you all. We will be back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast, available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.